Homes and vehicles have been burned in a residential area of Belfast after a night of anti-immigration violence. Masked men torched cars and drove families from their homes. The violence broke out after a knife attack in North Belfast, allegedly committed by a Sudanese national in which a man lost an eye. A 30-year-old man's been remanded in custody, charged with attempted murder. Police say hundreds of protesters attacked police and set vehicles alight, and 200 extra officers are being deployed to quell the violence. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says those involved in the violence will face the full force of the law. Australia has joined four other countries in announcing sanctions aimed at holding settlers to account for violence against Palestinian civilians. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has issued a joint statement with her counterparts from the UK, France, Canada and Norway, denouncing what the UN says is a 130% increase in violence since 2023.